Hello, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Eagle's Eye Report for Wednesday, July 5th, 2023. And of course, this is sponsored by TLBTalk.com, our newest website. Come and say what needs to be said. The show is hosted by myself, Roger Landry, TLB, and co-hosted and produced by my friend and fellow patriot, Stephen Roberts, who I will bring into the discussion as soon as I get through our normal intro. The show title today is not going to really shock a whole lot of people who realize that I've written close to 1,000 articles on this topic and done a massive amount of research on it. But the title is To Jab or Not to Jab? That's the question. Now, did I don't know, bend this towards a little bit more of, yeah, I did. But does it make sense to jab or not to jab? That is the question. We will definitely, before the end of the show, leave a strong feeling that that's exactly what was intended. The mission of this show is to be a mechanism for communicating truth and facts in a country increasingly forbidding of these very concepts. I say that every week, and there are far too many people that don't believe it or would believe it if they truly understood it. And that's the reason for shows like Eagle's Eye Report, to help people truly understand it. This show airs weekly live on Shake and Wake Radio. Our thanks to Annie, who has been a friend of mine for many years. And also on PSN Radio, EPGN Radio Online, and SoFlo Radio. Look, guys and ladies listening to this, I'm going to say the same thing I say every week because this does make sense for any of those platforms you may be listening to this show on. There are a lot of you out there who cannot afford to give a lot of money all the time, but you donate. And what I strongly suggest is that you average what you donate over the course of the year. I'm not telling you to donate any more unless you can. Divide that number by 12. And the next time you go in there, put that number in and click the button that says make this a monthly reoccurring donation. You haven't spent any more. But what you've done is given every one of those platforms a bit of security. They know that each month a certain amount of money is going to be coming in so they can afford to give you this, or maybe because it isn't coming in, they can't afford to give you this. But the point here is this allows them to build a budget. And with that, you always get better from them. How are you today, Stephen? And as I always ask, where have I got that wrong?
You haven't got it wrong, and I am doing so good, there should be two of me.
That's a first. Oh, my God. I'm going to take the recording of this, cut that out, and put it in a loop. All right. Well, I'm glad you're doing great, Stephen. I really am, and I even heard it in that laugh. Okay. Our mission is to keep you armed with the vital truth as well as to give you a platform where you can discuss these vital issues without fear of censorship or exclusion, that being the sponsor of this show, TLBTalk.com. And if you remember last week, we had an entire show about the necessity for platforms like TLBTalk.com, and there is one. And we do provide what we promise, and that is a place to go and say the things others will not allow you to say. Does that mean you can go on TLB Talk and break the law and be so vulgar and obscene as insane? No. But anything can be said with respect. It's not the topic that's going to get you kicked off of TLB Talk. It's breaking the law, because doing that brings the entire platform into danger of being shut down. So, as long as you are stating the facts as you see them in a respectful and non-illegal fashion, say anything, and we welcome you. Okay, a link to any references used for this show and its presentation will be included in tomorrow's show article published on the Liberty Beacon by noon every Thursday. And it will be inclusive of any active links to any pertinent data points and articles associated. This is a very serious topic for me. And as I said, even if you go to the Liberty Beacon, which is our flagship, the first website I launched in that project, if you go there, you'll find if you put Roger Landry, comma, vaccines or vaccinations or whatever, you'll come up with between 650 and 750 articles. That's one website. This is what literally brought me into thinking differently than when I spent my 30 years working for the government in the military industrial complex. And it is what actually shifted my entire brain over to things aren't exactly the way you think they are. And I started to do my research. Now, I'm not telling you that was the only reason I launched the Liberty Beacon Project, but it was one of them. And they all seem to tie together in things like our inalienable rights or our right to know what is being put into our bodies, whether it's mandated or not, and the legalities of mandating things that can kill you. Stop and think about what Roger just said. We know for a fact that there is a fatality rate with these jabs. I'm talking about the current ones, the ones that everybody had to take. Okay? There is a known fatality rate. Stop and think about what Roger just said. The next time your child needs to have a vaccine, okay, what you are actually doing, and tell me if you think I'm wrong, is walking into that doctor's office, sitting down, telling your doctor your child needs a shot, the doctor going over, and you all heard me say this before, to his or her desk, opening it up, pulling out a six-shot revolver, putting a bullet in one chamber, spinning it, walking over, handing it to you and saying, point this at your child's head and pull the trigger. Well, are there any bad side effects, doctor? Is there anything I should be worried about? Nah, it's perfectly safe and effective. Anybody out there want to tell me where I got any of this wrong? Any of it? So you have a doctor standing in front of you knowing the high injury rate and the exceedingly high, as compared to other vaccines, fatality rate, but yet they're going to tell you safe and effective, give this to your kid with a straight face. And if you ever go back to that doctor again, you're too much of an idiot to listen to this show. Please shut it off. And no, I don't regret saying things like that because it's absolutely true. And if you've known any of this and you've given your child a shot so that you can get rid of them during the day and they can go to school and they don't have to be there homeschooled with you all day and you can do other things. How many of you think like that? And stop and think how many of you are going to end up being one of the statistics. Okay. America has the biggest medical budget on the planet. Listen to me, by a long shot, we have a massive medical budget compared to most nations on the planet until you get to the first world nations and we still kick the crap out of each and every one of them by a long shot. We are the most vaccinated society in the history of this planet. And I'm talking about overall pre-COVID vaccinations. But let me tell you something else that some of you may know and others don't. But these are the things Rogers does know. The United States has the most chronically ill population on the planet. We supposedly have the best hospitals in the world. We supposedly have the best clinics in the world. We supposedly have the best medical schools in the world. We supposedly have the best research centers in the world, and we outspend everybody else on this planet with medical research and medical budget by a huge margin. But you are proud, I'll bet, to live amongst the most chronically ill society on the planet today. How does that make sense to anybody listening to this? Because if it does, you really are stupid. We are the most chronically ill nation on the planet with the best medical research and the biggest medical budget on the planet. Makes sense, doesn't it? Most vaccinated society, most chronically ill. Yeah, we'll start tying that together. How many of you out there know that vaccines, in a vast majority of the cases, either contain thimerosal or aluminum? Thimerosal is there to, I don't know, make the vaccine work a little harder, a little better, a little faster. But it is mercury, which next to ionizing radiation is the most dangerous substance you can put into the human body. But it's injected into your children and you on a regular basis. And even when the government says it doesn't have it anymore, that means it's below a certain level. It doesn't actually mean they don't have it anymore. And if it's below a certain level, does that make it safe? Let me explain something to everybody listening, and I dare you to check on this. The amount of thimerosal or mercury that is safe in a vaccine is zero. There is no safe amount of mercury in a vaccine. But under a certain level, they don't have to tell you it's actually there. So how many vaccines actually contain thimerosal anymore? Some do, but a vast majority that used to say they don't anymore. Okay, now you understand. How about aluminum? How about it? Huh? You have also the need to keep a vaccine as pure as possible. So between the mercury and the aluminum, okay, you make it a little sharper, you make it hit a little harder, and at the same time, you make sure nothing strays into the vaccine that can taint it. But aluminum is one of the most deadly substances out there. And as soon as it passes into the blood-to-brain barrier, it immediately starts to slaughter the synapses between the brain cells. Is Roger joking? No, he's not. Well, how does it get into the brain? Don't we have a blood-to-brain barrier that stops things like mercury and, I don't know, aluminum? Don't? Yes, we do. Well, then why are you telling us this, Roger? Because, I don't know. I would tell you that there is something in our drinking water. Okay? And it's put there intentionally. And it is what allows the blood-to-brain barrier to open up. And we're going to go into that a little bit more later. So I'm not going to go deep into that at this point. And what we're looking at here is the more vaccines you get, all right, the more poisons actually go into the body. So again, who is the most vaccinated society over time? Even to go to school nowadays, your kids have to have, what, 60, 70 vaccines in total? We are the most vaccinated society. We are probably the wealthiest society on the planet. We spend more on healthcare than any other nation by a long shot, but yet we are the most chronically ill nation on the planet. We've already talked about thimerosal, mercury. We've already talked about aluminum. Okay? Let's talk about autism in America. Autism in America is out of control. America suffers the highest levels of autism on the planet. Our kids are the most vaccinated on the planet. But one and one don't make two, right? And when did the autism, I don't know, hit this country like you would not believe? I would dare anybody to go out there and look at the ramp up of the vaccine schedule for our children over the last 50 years. And then look at the increase in autism in the United States over the last 50 years. And anybody who thinks that's a coincidence is an idiot. And that's something we're looking at. And that's something I've been talking about for a dozen years. So, how many of you out there think that the massive autism suffered by our children in this country. Again, the highest level on the planet. How many of you think that that's tied back to the vaccines and the thimerosal these children received at such an early age? Okay. That it literally damaged them for life. And this is what autism is. Not a joke, not a guess. And the statistic for all of this is so in your face, it's insane. Stephen, have you heard about any of this? I'm sure you have.
Yes, I have. I actually just looked and I found a link that said the vaccine schedule from 1950 to 2018.
Yep.
1940s, we had two vaccines, DTP and smallpox.
Yep.
1950s, we had three, DTP, yep, smallpox, and polio. 1960s, looks like we had six.
Yep. Why don't you fast forward?
1970s, we dropped back down to three.
Yep.
1985 to 1994, we had four vaccines.
Okay.
1994, 95, five. Let me see. I'm trying to skip ahead a little bit. They're coming with graphs. They're not coming with
statistics. I just got a bunch of stuff to put out here, and I'm kind of curious to see what that thing says. For just bring it all the way up to today, if you can, and see what it says.
Well, it's coming with a graph. It doesn't come with a statistic.
Okay. All right. Well, again, I'm not guessing at anything I'm saying here. Okay. And we do have, again, the highest level of autism on the planet. And we do have the most chronically ill children on the planet. But that doesn't stop with our children. That continues all the way through to adults as well. So, again, all of this, if you take a look, all of this chronic illness, something the United States rarely suffered from on any, I don't know, catastrophic level like we are now. And what you find out is that it just really does kind of run right alongside the increase of vaccines in this country. Not a joke, not a guess. Okay, so I would also ask, how about myocarditis? Haven't we heard a lot about that lately? How about myocarditis and heart failure being off the charts in our children who are fully jabbed for COVID? How about, and I have a good friend who lives up in Canada, and I do his show every once in a while, and he told me that there are actually buses traveling around Canada, and I don't mean they're doing just that, but they have painted on their sides these big murals explaining that kids can have heart attacks too, and you should be aware of the following, you know. And this is being put on buses up there. And nowhere does it state that it's associated with the COVID vaccines. It simply states this as if it's a fact, it's always been, and maybe we should be more aware of it. The fact remains, it hasn't been normal. It has been extremely rare, to the point you never hear about kids having heart attacks. Do they? Yes, they do. Of course they would. It's impossible to say anything or anyone, whether it's a child or an adult with a heart, can't have a heart attack. Of course, they can. And what we are looking at is a massive rise in children having heart issues and heart attacks and literally dying from this. And for anybody to think that it is anything but way the hell outside the norm is ridiculous. But that's not what you're being told. Okay? How about cancer? Cancer in the fully vaccinated, and I'm talking about the COVID-19 vaccine. Cancer in the fully vaccinated is off the freaking chart. It has exploded globally, and it is focused in the nations with the highest level of vaccine uptake. COVID-19 vaccine uptake. The most vaccinated nation for COVID, I believe, and I could be wrong, but if I'm wrong, it's not by much, is Israel. Take a look at the increase of the number of people being admitted into hospitals and clinics with not only cancer for the first time, but look and see how many of these fully vaccinated individuals are in the hospital dealing with a resurgence of a cancer that they hadn't even been concerned about for years because they were told it was cured. It was not only gone, but they went back the next year, it was still gone. They went back the next year, it was still gone. They got their COVID shots, and now they're about to die from freaking cancer. Am I exaggerating? No. I'm not. Somebody out there is going to take me up on this, and they're going to start doing a little research on the massive explosion of cancer globally focused within the fully vaccinated. Why do I have to say that? If you have a major upsurge in cancer, there needs to be a catalyst. If nobody took the vaccine, everything would be the way it was the day before. Something has to be introduced to make a difference. And then all of a sudden, after the introduction of this, whatever it may be, all hell breaks loose and everything that you have seen as the norm now becomes, are you kidding me? And this is exactly what's happening. What was the only issue put in everybody's face prior to the explosion and the re-explosion of what we thought were cured cancers? What's the only thing? I think you've all guessed that by now. And actually, it's all across the planet. This is the most widely used jab in the history of pharmaceutical products globally. So all of this, Stephen, are we catching, a little bit of the evil here?
Yeah. I mean, a lot of it, actually.
I ain't done yet. All right. Let me get through a few more minor points, because on the other side, I have an article I need to take some great pieces from, written by Barbara Lowe Fisher. And for anybody who doesn't know, who Barbara Lowe Fisher is, Barbara Lowe Fisher is one of the founders of NVIC, the National Vaccine Information Center that a lot of us go to compare what we are told is reality with what is actually reality. Barbara has a lot of good things to say about people who literally stick their neck out to help humanity. Barbara is one of those people who I don't think always has it right or always has it the way I would interpret it, but I know where her heart is, and just for NVIC alone, she deserves huge kudos. She's got some great information, and after the break, we will start going through that information. And that article is on Mercola.com. It'll probably be on the Liberty Beacon tomorrow. Either way, a link to her article so you can read the full article, and I would definitely do that, will be in the show article tomorrow. Okay, so what I need to do is I need to state two more things, all right? Look, we've got not only cancer that's exploding all around us. That, to me, may not even be the worst of this. What is the worst of this? Infertility is skyrocketing globally, and pregnancy issues are off the freaking charts. Pregnancy issues such as spontaneous abortions a couple of weeks after, the second vaccine? Or the third vaccine, and this is happening far more often than anybody had ever expected. That's not a joke. Okay, so we're talking about what? Fertility? How's fertility doing? Well, basically the same thing. Fertility seems to be, for those who have been tested, dropping off the end of a cliff. Where do the spike proteins tend to gather and probably do a little bit of destructive work when you're fully vaccinated in the body? What are two places, one male, one female, where these spike proteins tend to gather and do their work? How about the ovaries and the testes, people? Not a joke. Do your homework. Why would they focus there? Why was this vaccine for a flu that was not even as bad as some we've had before forced on a global population? Some say as many as 6 billion people may have, out of 8.5 billion, may have already been vaccinated. Why? I just got done telling you, researchers have already stated that one of the focal points for these spike proteins, which don't always do good things, is the testes and the ovaries. Why? These are things that were never supposed to leave the area of the injection. But yet they go all the way throughout the body and they center in places like the heart, the ovaries, the testes, the liver. Yeah. Gotta love those vaccines, right, Steve?
Yes, they're delicious and nutritious.
Leave it to you. Leave it to you to make me laugh after saying all of this.
Uh-huh.
Okay. When we come back, like I said, we're going to jump in a little bit more to the political side of this. I've been telling you that we have been basically in a position where we couldn't refuse these vaccines. You don't get all of these vaccines and your kids don't go to school. I mean, if your kids don't get them. And that's not a joke. And if you can't afford to homeschool, what's the only alternative? That's to make sure your kids get all of these vaccines. We just had a military that was all but destroyed by a president that said, if you don't get vaccinated, you're getting kicked out of the military. But yet what we found out was when you're fully vaccinated, you can still pass this to anybody and you can still get it. So how many people were kicked out of the military or whose careers were ruined? Are they all being invited back in because the vaccine did absolutely nothing? Nothing. Okay. Along the lines of what they were kicked out of the service for not doing. We're looking at a situation today where all of the harm of vaccines has culminated in COVID-19. Everything that I have heard about, everything I have researched over the last 12 years, all of the evil that I have seen and written probably 1,000 articles about doesn't compare to what we're looking at today. Can you say, I don't know, a global die-off? I can't guarantee that, but give me a good reason, again, for something no more dangerous than the yearly flu. You've pretty much via mandates and coercion or force vaccinated already 3/4 of the global population. Why? Why? There is no good reason for that. There isn't. And Stephen, how about we cut the break so I can take a breath?
That'll be fine. We could do that.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Thank you.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because Big Tech, Big Pharma, and Big Brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at dlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
All right, so do me a favor, okay, because a lot of what we're talking about here right now, you can't talk about on Facebook. You can't, okay? And you definitely can't say some of the things I've already told you because they're going to tell you that's lies or that's, I don't know, misinformation or disinformation. That's what they're going to tell you, except I'll back up anything I say. And you all know that by now. It's not going to come out of my mouth at 150 decibels. That's loud to anybody who doesn't know what decibels are. At 150 decibels, if I can't back it up. So what I'd like to do is just let's check out what Barbara LaFisher has to say about vaccines, because she opens up with a little bit more of a political one too than I usually do when it comes to this topic. But because it's July 5th, it's pretty appropriate. So let's jump into her article, take a few pieces out of that over the next few minutes. And again, this is analysis by Barbara LaFisher, and her title is it time to declare our independence from the vaccinators? Not Roger's title, Barbara's title. Okay? So let's go over this one more time. I'm sorry, I bit my tongue. It is time to declare our independence from the vaccinators. And yes, it is. And this is what Roger's been saying all along, but he didn't come out and put it in one sentence like that, okay? I've been beating him over the head with a club for a dozen years. But let's see what she has to say about declaring our independence. And she published this article on the 4th of July. Gee, imagine that. Since July 4th, 2023, it's been 247 years since the Declaration of Independence was drafted by Thomas Jefferson and signed by delegates of 13 American colonies, formally declaring independence from political control by the King of England. Okay. That's her first point. Her second point is, one of the most primal human fears is fear of death. And the science experts calling the shots in government health agencies and the United Nations, especially the World Health Organization, along with their big pharma, big tech, and other big money partners, they know that. They know our primal fears. Okay. Next, vaccine products atypically manipulate the immune system by stimulating an acute inflammatory response in the body. But in an unknown number of people, that inflammation does not resolve. What does she mean? I give you a shot. It sets up something in your body that your body recognizes as a threat. It's usually a virus, a known virus they wish to vaccinate you against, okay? All right, so you're looking at this in your body. Okay, vaccine products, they manipulate the immune system by stimulating an acute inflammatory response. I give you a vaccine, your body reacts, it produces antibodies to fight it off. Once it has produced those antibodies, then it doesn't have to do that again because it has a memory. Okay? So that initial little thing is supposed to be pretty much, that's what they say, localized where the shot was given, because it's actually causing an inflammatory reaction. And it shouldn't be all over the body, which the COVID-19 mRNA vaccines go all over the body. That should have been the first, are you freaking kidding me, warning sign. But it wasn't. So anyway, you give somebody a vaccine, it causes an inflammatory reaction. The body reacts to it. It has a memory. Next time it sees that virus, it sends the troops in. Except not everybody's body stops that inflammatory reaction once it's set up by the vaccine. And in a lot of cases, that continues on. And maybe not at its full level, but enough to do damage going forward. But nobody ever talks about that. If the last 3 years taught us nothing else, we now know it's time to declare, and this is Barbara Lowe, our independence from the vaccinators and take back individual sovereignty, our right to autonomy before it's too late. There is really only one way to free ourselves from the vaccinators, and that is to eliminate the one-size-fits-all vaccination laws. If you can prove to me that somebody has something that a vaccine is going to help, then I see no reason why that vaccine shouldn't be used there. But when we can prove unequivocally, even if we're using just basic statistics over the last 100 years, that as we increase the amount of vaccines and the components within these vaccines, the United States went from the healthiest nation on the planet to the most chronically ill. From no vaccinations to the most vaccinated society on the planet. From no autism to the highest levels of autism in our children in any nation on the planet. Are you listening to me, people? You are spending, say, 20 times more than Greece. You are spending, say, 50 times more than Chile. You are spending maybe 100 times more than Rwanda. But you have the most chronically ill society and the sickest children with the highest level of chronic diseases and autism on the freaking planet. Anybody not understanding what I'm saying? Because, hey, Steve, I can say it a little louder, should I?
No, I'm trying to stop the bleeding from coming out of my ears now.
Yeah, okay. The point here is, and Steve, that was about what I expected you to say, so thank you. If you stop and consider what I'm telling you is, let's go all the way back to the title of the show, okay? All the way back. All right, the title of today's show is To Jab or Not to Jab. That is the question. Okay. Again, we are looking at a situation today that is far beyond what I have ever even considered would be done. But yet, a vast majority of this population globally, not just the United States, doesn't seem to be able to fit the pieces together. There are too many things that have happened far outside of the norm. Okay? There are way too many things that have happened. We again know for a fact that the vaccine doesn't do anything that qualifies it as a vaccine. It cannot keep you from getting COVID. It cannot keep you from sharing COVID with others once your body picks it up. A vaccine qualifies as a vaccine because it does three things. It keeps your body from acquiring a virus. Thus, your body can't store the virus. Thus, if your body can't store the virus, you can't give it to anybody. But yet, you were forced, mandated, or kicked out of your job, or kicked out of the military, or whatever. Okay? In some cases, if people weren't vaccinated, they were beat up. They were run out of stores. And what we found out was this vaccine couldn't do anything that would qualify it as a vaccine. A vaccine, again, and I'll go back to this point, a vaccine is supposed to remain local once it is injected into the body. It is supposed to start building the antibodies around the infected area, which is the area of injection. We now know, and don't tell me they didn't know this long before, they had to. How many people got these shots in their trials? And they're telling you they just found out after these things went public that they didn't stay in the area where the injection was given. Anybody who believes that, again, you're a moron, shut your damn computer off and go away. They knew this. They knew this for a fact. Everything about that vaccine, which isn't a vaccine, it's a jab, was known. They knew you couldn't keep your body from getting it. They knew you couldn't keep your body from passing it on. They knew. And they also knew that the death rate from COVID-19 was no worse than a bad flu season. And there were some that were even worse than that. We know this to be a fact. We know this to be a fact. And we also know that the only people that actually died from COVID are those who were over 80 years old or had several severe comorbidities and were on the edge anyway. Again, we know this, again, to be a fact today because we can look back now at all of the bullcrap that was being used to hide the bullcrap. What am I talking about? Hospitals that were given anywhere from $200,000 to $250,000 if you, as an elderly person, were moved into the area where they could put you on a breathing machine, yeah, and put you on remdesivir, which is known to be lethal in about 90%. Of the instances where an elderly is given that drug and put on a rebreather. And this caused the hospitals to go from an average of $20,000 to $50,000 per death per patient to over $200,000. Why? We're looking at something that had to be theatrically presented to you as being bad. People are dying everywhere. There is a chart that came out 2 days ago. If I can dig it out, I will put it in the article tomorrow, showing the yearly flu for the last couple of years. The yearly flu does damage across the planet every single year. If you take a look at the reported cases of deaths from the flu in the United States, of which there could be anywhere between 50 and 100,000 a year, it was nothing, or so close to nothing. It's insane. Why?
But Roger.
Because, yeah.
The everyday old common flu, it only killed people that had the comorbidities, just like this COVID.
Yes. Yes. You're absolutely right. And what we're looking at here is, you know, the amount of people who normally die from the flu. All right, they were counted as COVID deaths. And I could go on and on. What we are looking at is one of the biggest lies ever put forward to humanity. You have to take this drug because this is the worst pandemic the globe has ever seen. First off, it wasn't, not even close. Okay. Second off, there has to be a reason to put a product into a vast majority of humanity. And it's not just one time, it's three times. Then we heard, oh, it may be better if you do four. And then we heard, well, just to be safe, why don't you do five? Now I got to explain something to you. If it takes five shots in 1 year to make you immune from something you know you're going to get anyway, even if you got the shots, then you taking the shots to keep you from getting COVID is a lie, isn't it? Didn't they know full well you could still get COVID when they ran their tests? Of course they did. They knew everything we're talking about right now. There's only one reason those shots ever went out. And that is the elites firmly believe. And here we go. Roger's going to say it again. And yes, he is. There are two goals with this globalist elite. One is to take sovereign governments to their knees to the point where they will accept global governance. And number two, there isn't an idiot alive who believes they can adequately control 8.5 billion people. So we must see at least 75 to 90%, depending on who you talk to, of the population go away. How many people have been vaccinated? And why? We know COVID-19's a lie. We know the vaccine is a lie. So if the reason all hell broke loose is a lie, and the cure for the reason that all hell broke loose is a lie, Stephen, what are we left with? Genocide?
Yeah.
Because that's just the hell the way it looks, isn't it?
Yeah.
You do not do the things that have been done. I'm 69 years old. I'm far from stupid. I've done more research in a year than most people do in a lifetime. I have written over 1,000 articles on this topic. And I stand back and look at this and I go, what the hell? You do not bring the entire planet to its knees for a semi-strong flu season. And that's exactly what you just saw. And let me ask you one more question along that line. Can you even start to compute the global loss of wealth as a result of this? And when I say loss of wealth, I'm talking about to you and me, because all of the wealth we lost as a result of this scamdemic, this plandemic, whatever the hell you want to call it, didn't go away. It went up. This is the most massive redistribution of wealth the planet has ever seen, times 10. Where have I got that wrong, Steve?
Nowhere that I can find.
And he would, too. I promise you, people, he would. And this is something we all need to consider. There is a political aspect to this. What's the political aspect? You have a right, okay, to know everything that goes into your body. You have a right to refuse something if you don't wish to take it, okay? And you also have what's called informed consent. When Biden stands up there and says, if you work for the government, you're going to take the shot. I don't care what you say. If you're in the military, you're going to take the shot. I don't care what you say. And when people asked him, what about all the people that are dying from these shots? Well, they're all tinfoil hat wearing idiots. That says a whole lot. And these are actual conversations with Joe Bob. Okay. Maybe I don't know, smoothed out one word or two in there, because from what I heard, it was rather crass engagement. But the whole point here is you have the commander in chief standing in front of America doing everything he can. Well, we've already got people saying that he's and I do believe he is, compromised by Russia. That's harmful to the United States. Compromised by, I don't know, China. That's really bad for the United States. Compromised by some of the oligarchs in Ukraine. That's really bad for the United States. And then you look at a guy who stands in front of the country. A country who, without a military, would be in a very bad position, especially with some of the enemies and the not-so-friendly, I don't know, allies we have around the world today, and immediately starts to destroy our military. He pulls out of Afghanistan in a fashion that made all the military leaders around the world go, what the hell is he doing? And then he forced that military to take a vaccine or go bye-bye. How many of those are going to get a phone call saying, we really screwed up, we didn't know this was this at the time, can you please come back? How many? You have seen more damage to the U.S. military in the last 2.5 to 3 years than I have ever seen, and that was 30 years of my life. I lived 8 years in the military, 22 years working for the military-industrial complex with direct-to-the-government contracts. I'm telling you right now, I am scared of what the hell is going on in this country. The problem with that is I'm 69 years old in August. Yeah, in a couple of weeks. So I have lived what I consider to be actually a good life. It's not for me. I'm concerned. Who am I concerned about? I'm concerned about those like Carrie the Puck, who does, you know, giving our children a voice with me twice a month, 16 years old, has her entire life in front of her, is a very smart kid, and somebody I would be glad to leave, okay, helping to run planet Earth. We're looking, Steve, I don't know about you, but I'd like to know how you feel about this. We're looking at a time in America where anybody who says they're not trying to harm us is probably taking one of the best drugs on the planet. And we want some of that, don't we?
Yeah, yeah. I think that they also administered, or well, they want to administer amnesia drugs too, so we can totally forget about it.
Forget about what?
Yeah, exactly.
and the thing of it is, there is so much of this going on today. Look, we have a younger generation that is being split away from the older generation. And that's being done by the LGBTQ little parties they have in school. And that immediately when the child goes home and says, hey, that looks like a lot of fun. I want to do that. And the parent says, yeah, when you're 18 years old, you can make that decision. But until then, this is my house and you ain't doing that. And the kid goes back to school. And the next day, there's a knock on the door and it's a state worker saying, you either allow your child to do this or we will take your child away. End of story. This is the country you live in today. And if your child comes home and says, or if you go to school to pick up your child, even better, and a counselor or a teacher walks out and says, we don't have your child's vaccination records. If your child isn't fully vaccinated within the next couple of days, your child cannot attend school here. That's actually happened 3 or 4 times. People have reported that to me. And yet, when mothers do this, far too often it is, I do this for my child. I do this to protect my child. I'm not knocking the mothers that do that. And I'm not telling you that vaccines never work for anybody. What I am telling you is the amount of massive damage they have caused the American society over the last 60, 70, 80, almost 100 years is incalculable. But yet the money that Big Pharma has made off of the vaccine component is mind-blowing beyond anything you can imagine. And how much do you think they made on global vaccinations? How much? We are looking today at a situation where the biggest component in the ruination of our health is something that is being mandated, or we are being coerced to, or if you don't do this, you don't qualify for this. In other words, you play Russian roulette or you can't have this. You're going to send you got 5 kids. Okay. They all got to go to school. Yep. They all got to get those vaccines. Every year they have to be up to date. Okay. So you got to play Russian roulette with 5 kids. Now, a lot of you out there saying, well, my kids didn't have any problems. Well, my kids didn't have any problems. A lot of you are saying that. How many people out there are saying, I wish I had done a little bit more research way back when? How many? I just got done telling you the highest levels of autism are in America. The highest levels of child vaccination is in America. The highest level of any type of really, really bad disease, is in America. But yet, we pay more than anybody else. And we get the best. When there's a new vaccine out, we get it first. You want to know why? Gee, what did Roger say over and over and over again? He'll say it one more time today. Okay? You have to bring the cowboys of the world to their knees in order to convince the rest of the world there isn't any hope in pushing back. why is America the most chronically ill nation on the planet? That's not a guess, people. That's a fact. Why are our children the most chronically ill children on the planet? Not a guess, an absolute fact. Why do we still have thimerosal and, I don't know, aluminum in our vaccines? Because if you take it out, they'd be a lot healthier and do a lot less damage. All of this is reality. When people talk about what is affecting America, they talk about the Chinese. They talk about the Ukrainians. They talk about Joe Biden. They talk about, I don't know, Obama. They talk about Donald Trump. They talk about everything but what's actually harming America. Because if you have the most chronically ill society on the planet, what happens to your population? Why in 2014 did the United States already register well over a 250,000 birth deficit in 2014? And I have not been able to get updated statistics since. What we are seeing today is if there are not people crossing the border illegally, the United States can no longer support its own population. Not a joke. Not a joke, people. And this is going global. If you try it in America and it works, then you make it global. Okay, Stephen, any inputs here? Because I actually need to take a breath again.
Well, I just posted a minute ago on Facebook that, you know, after 6,000 years of recorded science and medicine, 40 months ago, the old-fashioned everyday flu just disappeared without a trace, and yes. COVID-19 came in. And now, just 2 months ago, COVID-19 just disappeared without a trace, and the good old-fashioned everyday flu is back. Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Actually, I was alluding to that earlier, which makes me extremely grateful that you came up with that. I appreciate that very much. Yes. And again, anybody who thinks that just because Roger puts all of these things in one place and Roger says when he's pissed off, you know he's pissed off. I'm so honest with the way I talk to you. It's insane. This is honesty. It's not showmanship. I'm not getting any money for this. But you're always going to know exactly how I feel about it. And if you're looking today at what's going on all around you, then the need for people like Steve and I grows. Because everything I told you today is spot on. And Steve just came behind me again to show you I don't lie and I don't exaggerate. So if Roger's telling you the truth, it's pretty damn bad, isn't it? And the only thing that's going to stop it is if enough of us wake up and push back. Any final words, Steve? We got about a minute and a half?
Yeah, about a minute and a half, yeah.
Any final words?
No, I've been wondering for 14 years what it's going to take to awaken the masses, and I'm afraid it's going to be something a whole lot worse than what we've dealt with the last 3.5 years.
It's going to be catastrophic, and the reason why the only thing that's going to wake up enough of the population to push back to make it effective is because their propaganda has pretty much worked. They have lulled a lot of society in with lies and basic income and the whole nine yards. They've lulled them into a complacency I've never seen before.
And they put the rest of them in fear.
Yes. And between the fear and the complacency, what we have is a lot of people who are not focusing on reality. Yes.
So, see,
a needle pulling thread.
See everyone next week.
Yes. And thank you, Steve, as usual. Your grace